I don't know whether it's collard greens or turnip greens, but it was cooked with them. And you talking about something good.
That's what you call pot liquor?
Yeah.
That you cook them in?
Yeah. Pot liquor.
Okay.
I declare that was... I told my mother about it. She said, oh, I'll make you some sometime. I don't remember ever making them.
Well, I never have eaten any either. There's the kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan, and it comes out soft, and you dish it out like you would mashed potatoes. What kind of bread is that? Do you know that kind of bread?
Yeah, I know it. We used to call it kush.
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 I don't know that either. Now, is that what we call spoon bread? Is that spoon bread? Spoon bread. Is that what that is?
No, I think spoon bread. Now, I've heard of it, but you make it up with a spoon.
Oh,
mix
yeah,
it with
yeah.
a spoon.
Okay.
But now, the old kush that I'm talking about, it has another name.
Is that grits?
No, that's not grits.
It's not made out of the same kind of grain, is it? Grits aren't meal, are they?
No. Grits is a coarse meal, yeah. Real coarse. Made of corn, of course.
Okay.
But this, what we used to call kush, now that's an old, we call it ragtime talk, kush. Antebellum days.
Yeah.
Slaves used to make kush.
Well, I never heard of kush.
Kush.
It's sort of like a mush.
Mush and kush is the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Mush and kush. And now you talk about something good, it's good. If you could find some of these old people that could make it, it certainly is good.
Well, I like cornmeal.
Put a little pepper in it. Black pepper, and I have eaten it with chipped up red pepper, green pepper, and mix it with an onions in it, and stock from some ham or meat or something.
Yeah.
Lord, you're talking about good, it's good.
I would love to know how to make it. I love to cook.
Well, you do.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Tell by looking at me, can't you?
I'm terrible looking at you like to eat.
Well, I like to cook too. This says there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store. What do you call it?
Mine would that be cornbread?
No, well, the kind of bread and a loaf made that you buy at the store. You just call it loaf bread?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a little thing that's like shaped like this, and it's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the middle. What do you call that? Kind of like a cookie, but it's round with a hole in it, and you fry it in deep fat.
Donuts.
Yeah, donuts. I couldn't call the name. I know what your stuff is.
Right.
Donuts.
Do you know another name for a donut?
No, I don't think so.
I've heard them called crullers, but not around here, I don't believe. C-R-U-L-L-E-R, cruller.
I've heard the name, but I didn't know.
I don't believe we just call them donuts, don't we? Sometimes you make up a batter and you fry three or four of these at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter. What do you call these?
Batter cake.
All right. Is that the same thing as a pancake?
Pancake.
Okay. Do you always make them out of wheat flour?
Wheat flour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, you don't necessarily have to. We old folks used to make cornbread batter cakes. Just a little flour in to make them stick together good. Sure, they're all right.
I bet they're good with syrup butter.
Huh?
I bet they are good with syrup butter.
Yes, ma'am.
They are.